A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
Custom 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter ba ba dee ba ha da woo dee
dee da. Twins. A ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
You guys, this is very, very exciting. We are here with the icons, the trendsetters.
Our queens,
the Darcy and Stacey Silva, the Silva twins, aka Boss Babes, aka stars of Darcy and Stacey on TLC, season three,
which is good.
Yes, thank you.
It's good.
Hello, Darcy and Stacey.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having us. We are so honored.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jake. Yeah, we never get nervous for these. And now I'm like, y'all, I saw Florian before we started recording. I was like,
he's like, push over, Darce. It's my turn.
I was like, Florian is here. It's real.
It's real.
We're here. And trying to just, you know, we're in Miami right now, having some fun in the sun, boss babing it up, doing some great events.
Boss babing.
We did the Lena Cardone 10X Ladies, Mastermind Elite Bay program, you know, to kind of get us to that next
yes.
elevation level, if you know right. what I mean. And really excited for a lot of things that are coming in the future, but we're happy to be here. Thank you for all the time and support.
We love you guys. We've been fans since season two of B90, and we've been loving you guys and following your stories since then. And when you got Darcy and Stacey, we're like, this has answered our prayers.
It's great. I'm glad Jake said that. Like, going back, I was wondering kind of like, because it wasn't just you putting your story on 90 Day Fiance, because Stacey came on there with you. And so, and then it became like Stacey talking about her relationship with Florian. Like, we say all the time, like, what we say on our show, that everybody on 90 Day Fiance, yeah, we laugh at some of them, but they're all just lonely hearts looking for love, sometimes in all the wrong places. But what was the conversation like for both of you to decide, hey, Dave, hey, Stars, hey, Dave, like, I'm so nervous.
Darce and Stace.
Raina, growing up, her dad used to call Starsky. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll try not to. So, but when did y'all make the decision? What was that conversation of like, okay, let's put ourselves out there in front of millions of people looking for love? That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it started with obviously B90. Stacey was interested with, you know, Stacey's love story. She was already doing the K-1 visa process. Yep. When I got on B90, it was like the first spinoff of the, you know, 90 Day. Obviously, I was dating, I was engaged like she was. So it was like two separate storylines, two separate kind of shows. B90 was, you know, meeting someone for the very first time in person. Right. That you fell in love with. So Jesse and I were already talking like 6 months before I even knew about the casting call. We got on it. It became, you know, our story, Stacey was involved because we're family, we're twins, we do everything together anyway. So it made sense. And here we are today having our own spinoff.
Well, it's brave.
Twin tuition.
It is brave. Yeah. It's a brave thing to do to make yourself that vulnerable for both of you. I say that for anybody on 90 Day Fiancé. It's funny. A brave thing.
It's so funny. Growing up, you know, we were a little shy and introverted, but once we got out of our shell, everybody was like, whenever they would hear our stories from, you know, the years that we were like before married, kids, after
living
kids,
all over the world.
Living all over the world. People are like, gosh, you guys, it's like before reality shows were reality shows. They're like, you need your own show. Like, you guys need to talk about your stories because they're like crazy and they're good and they're inspiring too at the same time. And, you know, we dabbled in the industry before. We executive produced a feature film. We've done pilots multiple times in Los Angeles. People don't know about that. With our first company, House of 11 came 5 years after that. So we kind of feel like we were already kind of made for TV. It's not that we thought after that. It just, we wanted to share our love story with something that was already made. And they liked our story and they casted us, you know?
Yeah.
You just wanted to tell a story.
We're so authentic that it's just like, it was just bound to happen. And
I
at the event, we learned from Elena Cardone that authenticity vibrates higher
than love.
So I think being like authentic and with real. Ourselves and real.
That's some real shit right there. That's some real, sorry, we cuss on you can or not, but that's some real shit right there.
Yeah, we tell our real story. You know, there's no faking what we live. It's just crazy. Either the drama follows us and we just deal with it. If we get down, we get right back up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Haters, no haters, whatever it is, obstacles in life. It's that risks, those risks that you take, that uncomfortable feeling sometimes that gets you elevated to the next level and the next level. So we're learning.
Yeah, totally.
Something totally new right now as well. And we're growing just along with everybody else that's watching our journey. And we're glad that if we could share our example and our story and it helps one person, at least that's all that matters.
Yeah. You guys mentioned your cousin Shannon, who we're meeting this season. We've met Daddy Silva. We call him Daddy Silva, and all our listeners are in love with your dad. They call him a DILF.
He's kind of hot.
He gets
a lot.
Go ahead,
Jake.
People be sliding in my DMs for my dad. They're like, he's a DILF. I want to take your dad out.
Yeah.
And so we also think we have a theory because Daddy Silva, the way he handles Georgie and Florian, we always thinking, has Daddy Silva killed people in China?
Yeah. He's in the CIA.
As an agent of the government.
Yeah, he is a mogul in his own right. Yeah. He's like a mentor. We call him Mentor Mike too. In business, we call him Mike because that's, you know, we take shit seriously in business.
We learned a lot.
We want to emulate a lot of things that he's done in life. He's been one of the, you know, top engineering companies in all of China. He's met a lot of people, he's traveled the world. He's strong, but he's family first and foremost. Yeah. He's now in Connecticut.
He's engaged.
She's
from China.
And she's younger too. Where do you think we got from?
Oh, wow. Wait, he has a 90-day fiance?
Yeah. They've been knowing each other 20 years though.
20 years, yeah.
They're engaged now.
Yeah.
He's building his dream home right now.
We have a dream home. We've had a few over the years, but this one we felt like matches our lifestyle.
Like the Silva compound.
Yeah,
it's like a little. That's what we hoped.
It's a compound. Family house, yeah.
Because I was kind of worried y'all were going to move to, because y'all talked about LA and now you're talking about Miami. And I'm like, are they going to move? I just want them to have the Silva compound. And I just want to see that.
We'll always have it.
Based in Connecticut, Connecticut will always be home.
Always have
it. You know, LA is where our office, our headquarters for House of 11 is. We lived there 8 years. When we came back to Connecticut, we just, you know, we wanted to be closer to home. And we did want to go back to LA, COVID really, you know, struck hard.
And then the show, the B90, like we had,
everything just kind of started.
The kids,
fast.
They're in school. You can't just get up and go, you know, but we had our office. We implement things.
Yeah, we have our team based there. So
we work globally like our dad does. So
we're
used to that. Not everybody is, but ironically with COVID, it actually we were able to still work and do multiple things at the same time. So we're just going to keep doing our thing. That's all we know how.
So maybe with, you know, you're doing fashion design, is there a House of 11 home edition? Is there?
We're on the same level.
You could decorate Daddy Silva's house.
Yeah, obviously House of 11 has been something we started from ground up back since 2010 in honor of our brother. And it's always been a dream of ours to go global, and House of 11 home was different actually entities.
something that we really, really want to do. And we've always wanted to do way before any TV show. Yep. We started with the women's clothing, which was in department stores and boutiques all across the US.
We've also done private label for big brands. Yeah. People don't know that. But like
the Saks. Home is really kind of like what it's about. And we want to dip in the real estate market, House of 11 hotels, residences.
We're going big, baby. We're
kind of doing big. You do it big.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, Jake and I have an 11-11 connection before we even knew about yours, because very long story short, one of our good friends, his mother died and 11 was her number. And he said, let's go to Vegas. And we went to Vegas and it was 11 people. We didn't plan 11 people. 11 people went, very long story short, but I'll be quick. But we went to a casino and we played roulette. We were all dressed
up. 11-11.
Yeah, we did Rat Pack style. We went
11 p.m. And we all bet on 11. A lot of us did. And we won.
It hit at 11-11. Started crying. Like, I get goosebumps now when I say, as Stacey says, goosebumps. I got goosebumps. And so, we released all of our, when we have our shit together and we get our shows out on time, not always, but we, before we even knew about House 11, we released 90 Day Fiancé at 11-11 p.m.
You're kidding.
Wow.
When we have our stuff together, that's when we release the show. So when they said that, I was like, that's spooky.
Yeah, you're on the right path. Yeah. You know? And I feel it's like just you talking about sense. It, we're all synchronicity.
For sure. Wow, that's amazing. 11 is a power number. And I think a lot of people can relate to it. So I feel like people, get that sense of home with it. So home, goods, home, creating, other aspects of House of 11 home. We're going to go big with it. And
love it.
Well, and if you need casting directors for your men's line to look at the male models, we're here.
Yeah. All right.
Swimsuit, underwear. We're happy to like.
I go above and beyond for my job. So
yeah, we'll have Carrie call you. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll loop you in. We have like these little fun kind of questions. We just kind of like, which one? And so kind of our first question we want to know.
Because you guys are twins, obviously.
You're twins. So which twin is the messy one? Which twin is the organized one?
I don't know. I think we're both kind of messy and organized at the same time. Right now, our shit is all over the place, but I would say she's more organized because Florian helps her.
Oh yeah,
organize it all. Yeah,
and thank you, Florian.
Georgie's not organized.
He's organized. Actually, he's pretty organized. I got to give it to him. But I got
those Eastern Europeans.
I just buy so many clothes. I have too much of everything, and it's just like I can't find it.
Who is the one to turn up at a bar and who's the one who's going to bed at 9 p.m.?
Oh, I'm turning it up. Come out with me, guys.
I got some stories.
Oh, Florian has to put her to bed.
Florian puts me to bed.
And then he goes back out with me.
Oh!
Last time we were in Miami, he put me to bed and then he goes out to 11.
But she's like, okay, 11. I'll go to sleep.
I was tired. We filmed all day. And they like, Darcy, Florian, they sneak out to 11.
We go out to Club 11.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
Until the next morning, I'm like.
They invited us. I wasn't going to miss out on that.
No.
Call Florian. Come on, Florian. Like, that's like the sidekick.
No. He wants to go out too.
He likes to go.
I don't see the world.
Yeah.
And we're together. It's all in good fun.
It's fine.
And we get home safe, so it's all good.
Because I'm tired, I know I can't hang.
I get that.
We want to go out by ourselves, so.
So who takes longer to get ready in the morning?
I think it's Darcy.
Yeah, I think it's equal.
I'm pretty quick. I think I'm more quick.
Probably me. A few more minutes extra. We're about the same.
Yeah.
Who's more uptight about things?
I just let it go. I'm so used to the drama. So I'm like, okay. Like, I don't pay attention to the haters. I don't let it get to me. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like we have our moments each.
We both have our moments.
Yeah.
I saw some meme today. They're like, Stacey's the real villain. I'm thinking like,
oh my God.
I was worried about that. Yeah. True.
I was like, everyone's hating on me because I'm so.
Well, I think. But you both, people call us, like they call me Darce and they call Jake Stace. Like our person, and honestly, like Jake and I now.
I often do this, Stacey. With my hand underneath you.
Yeah. And I talk with my hands a lot like Darcy does. But even when Jake and I are getting ready for the podcast, I'll be setting stuff up and I'll just go, hey, Darce. Yeah. And he'll say, hey, Stace. Like, hey, we just say that to each other. Yeah, we text each other that. We have couples that say that they say that to their husband.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
And so that was another question we had, like, of all this, I mean, people forget that this 90 Day franchise is the most watched show by women in the country.
Yep.
What is like the most memorable or even weird fan interaction you had where you were like, whoa, this is big?
Probably like, oh, for me, I was, we went to Turkey to get like our teeth done like years ago, but we didn't end up doing it that trip. We waited to this last trip that we filmed for our show.
I remember
that. And you went to Albania.
I went and we were in the earthquake, the biggest earthquake in Albania.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And we were in a huge earthquake. I remember because I was like, oh, I'm not going to do my teeth. I just want to go see Florian.
Yeah. Because we were in Turkey. So I got like left there. We had a whole 10-day vacation. So day four, she's leaving. I'm like, I'm stuck here by myself. Like, I'm not going to stay. So I was flying back. I had a layover in Germany. Never been to Germany. And some lady just ran from all the way outside the airport. Like you can see like last ladies that run in. I thought maybe she's late for her plane or something like that. It was kind of like empty airport. It was like very dreary. And like, I don't know. It was like weird energy that day.
It is Germany.
I'm trying to like lug all my bags home by myself. I'm like, fuck, I don't have anybody to help me. Like, and I don't speak German. Like, so some lady's running and she comes up to me. She had like a hat and like a scarf. Like you could hardly even see her face. And she's like, oh my God, are you Darcy? Like, are you from like 490 days? I love you. Oh my God, are you still with that guy? I don't like him. I hate him. I was like, yeah, I know. Hi, how are you? Like I said, hi. And I hugged her and it was just crazy. Like out of the blue, like in Germany. I don't know how she's called, you know.
I've got stopped on airplanes before too. Yeah. Like someone was like, our show came out, they really always thought I was Darcy.
So she would pretend to come out to her.
You know.
Oh, we knew.
But now they know Stacey. So
yeah. we knew from the beginning, girl.
Yeah. Stacey, I have a question for you. And this is just on the most recent, not the most recent episode, but on a scale from 1 to 10, and Florian can answer this too. How much did Florian hate salsa dancing?
Oh my God. I heard about it right after too.
Yeah. He wasn't. He doesn't like to dance. Every once in a while, you know who can get him to dance? Darcy.
Oh. Darcy.
And he's got to get a margarita.
He's got to get a couple spicy margaritas.
Spicy margaritas.
And then Darcy can kind of get him to start dancing. Actually happened the other night here in Miami.
But it's like he dances like
but he was like stepping on my feet. He was like bumping into my boob. And it was so funny. The producers were just like,
he didn't want you to dance with the other guy.
He didn't want to share me. But, you know, that's part of salsa.
That's, yeah.
I was able to actually learn, you know, and do something different and spontaneous. And He really wasn't in the mood that
day.
Are we going to get to see you, Stacey, in your wedding, in your dream dress this season?
Yeah, is the dream wedding going to be on this season?
You know, that's something that would
be, I know you probably can't say.
I know. It's something, you know, I think you guys are just going to have to wait and see.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, so I do, you brought him up earlier. If you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. It's fine. But we have to ask because the single life just finished up. It's kind of big tell all. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Jesse and Jennifer? Do you think they're a good couple?
You know what? I've never really watched like the full season or anything like that, but I know there's a tell out and stuff like that. And I think I saw the commercial for it or the trailer or something where they were like fighting back towards the other cast members and stuff. I don't know. I think they have something. They're similar ages. They both want to be influencers. I think they both have a little bit of a control mindset, like for themselves and for each other. So I think it might last a while. I think she wants what he has and he wants what she has.
You're nailing it.
Ooh, that's
they just want to stay.
And they want to stay relevant.
They want to be, you know, a couple and be, you know,
part of the. They gonna make a couple? Sure, why not? You know,
well, they're kind of perfect for each other.
Yeah, I think they need to just, you know.
We're not Jesse fans, so don't worry. We're not Jesse fans. Together,
so no one else gets hurt. You know.
So no one else gets hurt. That's true.
Yeah, you know, like that. I don't even like to even think about him, but you know, more power to them.
I think. We're getting to the end of our time, but I want to ask a couple more questions from you guys. But P.S. Everyone was the tell all was like, Jesse, no one likes you here. Like the entire tell all.
Yeah, we've called him a piece of shit. So sorry.
Anyway. I would just want to ask you guys are dipping your feet into menswear as well right now. What's the difference for you? Do you find it different to think about what men would want to wear, or is it an easy shift?
You know what? We actually have done men's from the very beginning. And House of 11 started as a high tier end brand.
Yeah. We were known
leather suiting jackets. Yeah. We've actually done leather jackets that was in Kitson, you know, Kitson in LA.
Oh yeah.
Menswear. We had did baseball tees with leather sleeves.
Embossed
croc jackets. Actually, Justin Bieber wore the jacket in Australia. His stylist came and wore one of our unisex croc embossed jackets there. So we've done men's. We have fittings, we have fit models, we have a whole team of cutters, sewers, pattern makers in-house. We have a team that run the logistics and everything as well. But doing the swim week is fun. You know, we did some fun little pieces. We knew we would get a shocking moment from everybody, whether people want to wear it or not. It was for a fashion show. Not everything's going to be sold like that from the collection. But, you know, when you do a fashion show, you have to be a little over the top.
Yeah, of course.
Novelty pieces.
I love it. You guys are novelty pieces yourselves.
Yeah.
I think we often say, we think about you guys, that every person who watches your show, we can say each of us has a little Darcy and Stacey in us.
That's
like the things that you guys go through, we all can relate to it because we all have our moments of, we see you guys have insecurity. We see you guys kind of fight through something. And why do you think, is there any other reason you think that people relate to you? What do you think about your story that is relatable?
I think our story is very relatable because we've been through a lot, the thick within the ups and downs. We are moms, we were married, you know, we've had multiple relationships, you know, before marriage, after marriage, you know, we've traveled the world. We had a little piece of everything in our life. If we could share that and then help somebody, great, you know. We're still figuring out a lot of stuff in our life. You know, every new day. And, you know.
I love it.
Stay strong. I know we say that all the time.
You know, we say it too. No.
People like to think that we're desperate or over emotional. Yeah, we do at times, but sometimes we're just hungry and tired.
Yeah.
You know, we're hormonal right now. We're 47.
We have women coming to our live shows that are making shirts that say Silva Strong.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you sold that on House of 11, our audience would buy it out.
We are. We got divorced on the same freaking day, many, many, many years ago.
Wow.
Was like a freaking reality TV show. We're like, this was like before any show. This was like 10 years before any show.
These exact words. This is like a reality show.
We stayed strong, moved to LA, ups and downs. We fought through everything. You know, people like to attack us for some reason. And we just get back up and just fight back, you know, not literally, but, you know, like emotionally.
And that's why I don't.
Elevating.
I think the attackers, like y'all say, y'all do it big. And I think sometimes, you know, Jake's a life coach, I'm a therapist. So when we talk about these relationships on our show, because people are going, oh, why is Darcy with Tom? How could you? But then we have our listeners that message us on Instagram and say, I realized I'm in a toxic relationship because Darcy was in one too. And I'm leaving my husband. I'm leaving my, like you, both of you have like really helped people find themselves by you putting your life out there. Cause like your song says, you do it big. So we
do it big.
And you know that. And that song was about, it was written for our movie White Tee. We did a soundtrack. We wrote that over almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is there new music coming?
Yes, can we get new music from the Silva twins?
All the songs we've done in the past, kind of, it's like an epiphany, like it actually happened.
Oh, wow.
But that was a fun song that we did. And we still have producers close to our heart. Actually, Kylie Jenner used it on her Sweet 16, 30 seconds of it, because it's registered as ASCAP.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Stuff that I feel like people don't know that we've done. And it's, you know, I wish hopefully, you know.
That's why I say Silva strong. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Eyes on the prize.
Get married. Keep your eyes on the prizes. Stay strong. Do whatever your heart wants you to do, like manifest mode.
And we're great mothers. Yeah. Like my sons are not on the show. Like
they're behind the scenes.
Choose to be private. And I respect that. They're busy doing their own thing.
Yeah.
My oldest son's in college. He's a writer.
Wow.
You know, my youngest son travels with soccer.
Pro soccer player.
Yeah. That's his like dream.
Amazing.
You know, the kids are
very close,
all amazing,
well educated,
yeah. Very well behaved,
and our parents help us out. You know, we're traveling, we have to do this work. Our dad traveled,
trying to like build a legacy for our children,
our whole life. You know, he built everything from ground up, just like we did. So, we'll continue to do that. We have a strong family unit and a very close circle of close family and friends that have our back.
That is such a good place to leave this, I think, is because I think you guys can see the family. And even when your girls are rolling their eyes at you or calling you Chugi, there's so much love. And I just want to say to end this, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but we do really good impressions of you guys. So
yes, I know. We love it.
So in other words, we say, hey, Stacey. Hey, Darce. Hey, Darce. Hey, Darce, when I go, let's do it. House of 11.
Let me
get my wig on. Let me get my Darce wig right here.
Oh, perfect.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ready to go.
I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to find me a hot, not a hot British man, not a hot. Yeah. I'm going to find me a hot Brazilian man. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Snatch jaw. That's where you should go, Darcy. If it doesn't work out with Georgie, go get you a Brazil man, because girl.
We'll see what the future holds.
You guys, thank you so much for talking with us.
We love you so much. If you're ever in LA and need anything, I don't know what we can do, but let us know.
Absolutely. We will.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Stay strong.
Stacey and Darcy, everybody. Stay strong.
That's right. Let's do it big.
Walk in the club,
eyes on me.
Which one to do it?
B-I-G.
Yay!
I forgot the words.
This is the best day of my life!
Where's Warren? He fucking
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.